Morning Edition continues now as we welcome to studio our good friend, the executive director of the Michigan Theater, and Russ Collins is here for this week's installment of Cinema Chat. Good morning.
Hey, Dave. I'm back from a very quick trip to Toronto to check out my friends at the Toronto Film Festival. We had a gathering of specialty film theaters there, so that was
That's rather inspired, a quick trip to Toronto.
Well, you know, it's only 5 hours away in terms of a drive, so drove there on Saturday.
It's like going to Cincinnati, but better.
Yeah, exactly. Or Indianapolis or something. Yeah, exactly. So I only saw three films, and I saw Jon Stewart do a panel discussion about a film that he directed.
That's right. He took some time off The Daily Show to do that.
He did. He took in 3 months. So it was really interesting. He's obviously a very bright guy.
Sure.
And I think a genuinely nice guy with a very positive energy. It was actually good. So
Has the movie been picked up? Are we ever going to see it?
It will be seen. It's about a Iranian journalist or American Iranian journalist who actually is imprisoned in Iran after one of the elections. And it's a personal story to some degree because Jon Stewart, the Daily Show, had this guy on the show, which was apparently part of the reason he got
right.
in trouble. But anyway, saw the Stephen Hawking biopic, The Theory of Everything, and saw a film about the class society of England. Both of them were set at Cambridge University in an earlier era, so I felt like I'd been to England on the campus of Cambridge. But anyway, the news out of besides the Toronto Film Festival is like the Venice Film Festival closed, and A Pigeon Sat on the Branch Reflecting on Existence, which is a Swedish film by Roy Anderson, was the Golden Lion winner.
That's a cumbersome title.
Yeah, it is a cumbersome title. It'll be hard to fit on a lot of marquees, I think. and it was actually I didn't see it, but it was at the Toronto Film Festival as well. Russia's Andrei Kochalovskaya won the Best Director Award for The Postman's White Nights. The Look of Silence was the Documentary Award winner, won a Grand Jury Prize, which is the second part or follow-up or sequel to The Act of Killing, which was a documentary about the Indonesian genocide in the 1940s and 50s, which was a very compelling and very odd film. The opening night film, Birdman, which is actually coming to the screen near you, including the State Theater, pretty soon. It stars Michael Keaton, and it got very ecstatic reviews. It was the opening night film, but it didn't win any awards, and that surprised a lot of folks. Now, China is looking to become the world's biggest movie market here pretty quickly.
Well, they certainly have the population figures to make that happen.
They do. I mean, again, you need to think that China is, in terms of population, 3 times bigger than the United States, with over 1 billion folks. They have 22,000 screens, and there are literally screens opening every day in China. They already do about $5 billion worth of business. Now, most of it is for local films. So we'll keep track on that. This has been a growing trend, and you know, people going out of the home to watch movies is something that really resonates with the human soul. One of the great shall we say media twists, or maybe it's industry twists, on what is happening is that the movie industry is tottering on going out of business. It seems like it's a story every year or 3 times a year.
Well, you and I have been doing this together 20 years, and we've talked about it for 20 years.
Exactly. Okay. And it's been talked about for about 60 years. But for the last 50 years, literally for the last 50 years since 1964, the movie going out to movies has been stable. And it hasn't really been affected for a very long period of time by shifts in technology. There was a huge problem back in the 40s and 50s when television came on, which is how the movie industry got reestablished in terms of people going out to movies at theaters at a lower level. But lower meaning over 1 billion, about 1.3 billion admissions per year in just the United States. But anyway, so China is looking to maybe take that over, which, you know, with a population three times greater, it makes perfectly logical sense. The head of the Venice Film Festival said, you know, China's a great place, but they really could use better film festivals. Now, this is, you know, it's kind of okay for him to say that because the Venice Film Festival is the granddaddy of all film festivals. It predates the Cannes Film Festival. It was when film festivals were being set up by governments to promote their films to the rest of the world. Now, this changed significantly in the 70s when they became showcases for independent films primarily. But for in the 50s and 60s and 70s, they were primarily showcases for a country's films, so they would invite the rest of the world in.
So Venice is the oldest, but it is not necessarily any longer the most prominent.
It's one of the most prominent, right up there with Toronto and Berlin and Sundance and Cannes. So, okay. The fall film festivals, New York Film Festival, Toronto Film Festival, Telluride Film Festival, have stolen some of the thunder, indeed, from the Venice Film Festival. Well, opening this week at the Michigan Theater, I'm very happy to say we have a Michael Winterbottom film, which is a kind of a sequel or the next chapter to a film called The Trip, which is Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon, who are two British, wonderful British performers.
Funny people, right?
And the trip was a trip that they took to do restaurant reviews. And these two are just characters. They have fun bantering with each other. A lot of the movie is just improvised, the two actors going at it in character. And this film is called The Trip to Italy. This time they're relocated to Italy. So you get the beautiful, beautiful countryside of Italy, the wonderful food of Italy, and these two crazy Brits going through Italy. So anyway, that will be a lot of fun. A film that's actually being aggressively advertised on television is going to open at the State. And the Trip to Italy is at the Michigan Theater, opens on Friday. And opening tomorrow at the State Theater is The Drop.
Oh, is this James Gandolfini's last movie?
It is. It is. And it's set in New York. The notion is that there's an underground economy, or several underground economies, but this underground economy uses bars as drops for illicit funds that are acquired every day from various areas. And James Gandolfini's character is a former owner of one of these bars, but he gets into trouble, and there's all kinds of tension with gangsters and bar patrons and all kinds of stuff. This is directed by Mikael L. Roskram, who directed Bullhead, which was in the Cinetopia 2012 season. So we're very happy to say that one of the guys that we identified as a talented filmmaker has a follow-up here that is getting a pretty broad release. So go check out The Drop, which opens at the State Theater. We've also got a documentary film that's actually really fascinating. It's about how music can unlock the brain of folks who are having trouble with dementia. And it's called Alive Inside, and it's directed by Michael Rosato Bennett, and it chronicles the astonishing experiences of individuals around the country, around the world, who are revitalized through the simple experience of listening to music. You know, like,
how fascinating.
Yeah, and it stimulates part of the brain that actually has consequences outside of just the musical dynamic. We know that music is pretty magical in lots of ways. And Kenneth Turin from the Los Angeles Times said, in a world drowning in bad news about dementia, an estimated 5 million people currently suffer, 10 million serve as their caregivers, and both numbers are inevitably going up. But Alive Inside is a positive tonic for those who who may be dealing with this or dealing with friends or relatives, or just if you're looking for information and kind of an inspirational documentary, go check it out. That's going to be on Wednesday and Thursday, September 17th and 18th.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely. We've also got this Polish film series that's running, Masterpieces of Polish Cinema. This was put together by Martin Scorsese, whose whole career was stimulated significantly by the Polish cinema. So we've got A Night Train, directed by Jerzy Kalak. You know, I'm sorry.
Kowalowicz.
Yes, there you go. Who's actually a well-known Polish filmmaker, despite my inability to pronounce his name properly. And this whole series is going on. It's sponsored by the Weiser Center at the University of Michigan. Go check this out. Go check out the whole series. This is going to be Monday, the 15th, that we're doing Night Train, one of the great classics of Polish cinema. And then we've got a Chinese film series that's running, which again is sponsored by academic departments in our part of the world. It's called American Dreams in China, and it's part of the Electric Shadow series, and that's coming up on Wednesday the 17th.
And what can I see at the Cinemaplex this week?
We've got No Good Deed, which is about a happy wife and mother and two who's pulled from the comfort of their everyday life when they're threatened by a stranger who shows up and smooth talks their way into the house. Not surprising. It's kind of slim pickings this weekend. Then Dolphin Tale 2, if you like Dolphin Tale 1, Dolphin Tale 2, then you've got the same cast. Ashley Judd, Kris Kristofferson, Morgan Freeman, Harry Connick Jr. are all back. So go check it out. There's lots to see. If the multiplex isn't working out, go to an art house film. And there's still a lot of good stuff hanging around, from Boyhood to Magic in the Moonlight to The 100-Foot Journey. Lots to see.
And so we hope you'll make it out to the theater and pick your favorite movie. And why not let us know what you liked? You can certainly get in touch with us at any time by going to studio@wemu.org. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat. It's an exclusive presentation of the news department at 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Fall Festival Land.